It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This month, two New York-based choreographers are showing their works in different ways. At Lincoln Center, Paul Taylor will devote an evening to icons of American modern dance, and at BAM, Mark Morris will pick up the baton and conduct for a dance he created nearly 30 years ago. Joining us now to preview these performances is Marina Harse. She reports about dance for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So let's start with Paul Taylor and his company. They're performing for most of this month at Lincoln Center, but this Sunday there's a different program.
Yeah, they have their three-week season at Lincoln Center going on, and in addition to his own works, he's showing 17 of his pieces, and two of those are new. But he's doing this very interesting evening that includes works by himself, Merce Cunningham, and Martha Graham. What's interesting about that is that in the last few years, he's been trying to use his company as a kind of repository of American modern dance. And this is a perfect example. I mean, there's really no record that I've heard of these three choreographers' work being shown on a single evening. And so there you get Martha Graham, the sort of doyenne of American modern dance, and two choreographers who started out in her company as dancers and then branched off into their own work.
So how does the choreography of Cunningham and Taylor kind of reflect or maybe reject that of Graham?
Well, in fact, they moved on to make their own choreography because they were rejecting certain aspects of her style. Like any great master, there are very strong signatures which a creative person who is under her are going to reject and want to move away from. So Merce Cunningham, who is the senior of the two, he became even more avant-garde than Martha Graham, and he moved on to a style that was completely abstract.
So it's sort of moving away from your mentor here, right?
Exactly, exactly. And Paul Taylor did the same thing. Martha Graham called him a bad boy originally because he started out making works that included total stasis, lack of movement, and she sort of thought that was, you know, rejecting everything that she represented. But then he kind of moved away from the total avant-garde and started to include more of a musical approach to choreography, which was the opposite of Cunningham's direction.
So what does it mean to bring these three artists together in one evening?
Well, in a way, it exactly represents this effort that Paul Taylor is making to have his company be a repository of American modern dance. So you have the sort of full arc of American modern dance in one evening. You've got the teacher, you've got two of her students, and, you know, Paul Taylor is in his mid-80s. So in a way, this is the sort of twilight of an era.
So shifting from the Upper West Side to downtown Brooklyn at BAM, there'll be two works being performed by Mark Morris, but there are also operas. And it's all a bit unconventional, right?
It's interesting. Mark Morris has always had an interest in opera. It's also interesting that dance and opera sort of were born in the same place. They come from the 16th and 17th century court entertainments. But gradually they separated, and now they're completely different art forms. So Mark Morris has kind of brought them back together in two very different ways. There are two one-act operas. Dido and Aeneas is by Purcell. Curlew River is by Benjamin Britten. And in one case, in Dido, he puts the singer in the pit, and the dancers do all of the acting and moving, and they embody the story. And in Curlew River, he takes the opposite approach, which is that there are no dancers, but the singers move around the stage. And so they are also embodying the story with their bodies as well as with their voices. And he puts the musicians on stage. So there's a greater interaction between the singers and the music.
That must be a great challenge for the performers as well.
It is. I think, you know, the thing about Mark Morris is he's always trying to make the musical experience as spontaneous and as real as possible. And that's reflected in the fact that there's no conductor in Curlew River, right? So they're taking cues off of each other. On the other hand, in Dido, Mark Morris himself is in the pit. So the dancers are responding to his body movements as well.
And those will be performed at BAM through Sunday. The lead will be mezzo-soprano Stephanie Blythe, and the Paul Taylor Dance Company is performing at Lincoln Center through March 26th. Marina Harse reports on dance for The New Yorker and The New York Times. And Marina, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.